Imagine, if you will, that you're feeling a little under the weather, but instead of going to a doctor, you reach into your pocket for a coin and hand it to a friend. You remove your shirt and lay on your stomach for treatment.
I'm talking about the size of a dollar coin nowadays. It can be kept in your fingers and you can apply the rubbing.
Anha Ho is co-director of the East Central Illinois Refugee Center in Urbana. She demonstrates the Vietnamese folk medicine practice known as coining, rubbing a coin along the body's vital pathways. First, she says, you apply tiger balm oil on the back.
Along the spinal cord, you would apply symmetrical lines that are going downwards, always symmetrical. And you have to apply very firmly. So by doing that, again, you break the capillaries and you look bad.
Ha Ho is referring to the red marks or mild abrasion that coining can leave on the body. The Vietnamese believe that coining releases excess wind from the body and restores balance. But others see the practice as abusive. Doris Turner works at the Department of Minority Health in Springfield. She tells a story of a couple that took their son to the physician when coining didn't work.
The physician saw the red marks, called the Child Protective Services in, and as a result, the child was removed from the home. And there's a great sense of family pride. So the father was just devastated and really didn't understand what was happening and ended up committing suicide.
Increasingly, Western medicine is clashing with home remedies from minority cultures. And when doctors forget to ask their patients what specific home remedies they've tried, there can be significant problems.
They know that, yes, certain Asian cultures use certain herbs. But it's not just Asian. African cultures use certain herbs. European cultures use certain herbs. They need to ask, though, because they need to ask specifically.
Dr. Deborah Lavna is co-director of the East Central Illinois Refugee Center in Urbana.
Because a lot of the people don't think anything about it. It's not something you'd volunteer if the doctor says, are you taking any medicine? They think, Tylenol? No, we're not talking those.
While some cultures infuse herbs in water and drink the brew, others burn them to cleanse the air, while still others boil them and inhale the vapors. Dr. Anne Tang heads the bilingual Chinese module at the San Francisco Medical Center. She says if doctors don't know exactly what herbs are used in home remedies, there can be tragic consequences.
There's a lot of complexity in terms of the type of herbal medicines available, as well as the variability of quality as well as the concentration, so that we don't know exactly what the ingredients are in some of these herb teas and wouldn't be able to warn or even look for side effects.
Dr. Margie Aiken agrees. She's a cultural services specialist at Molina Healthcare Incorporated in California and works with Asian patients who use herbs and teas to treat asthma. She says it gives them a lot of relief in the same way some patients might use an inhaler. But she warns there are problems that arise when they're treated by Western doctors for the same illness.
The doctor may give them another kind of, you know, an inhaler, which may cause them to, if they use it together with the tea, to get too much. The inhalers may have negative interactions.
And some home remedies are downright deadly. Immigrants from the Caribbean use mercury. Dr. Michael Kwom from the University of Illinois at Springfield says the Illinois Department of Health has been working to end this practice.
They're very concerned that not only does it have an immediate impact on the people in the room at the time, but it stays in the environment so that if these people leave this apartment, someone else comes into the apartment, they then can be exposed to mercury whether they intended to use it or not.
Unfortunately, Turner says many doctors are ill-equipped to deal with the realities of home remedies. It can take years to study non-traditional medical disciplines, from Chinese traditional medicine to the practices of faith healers. Turner says doctors need to put aside their biases in order to understand how a person's culture might affect their medical treatment.
Not coming at the whole process from the standpoint that I'm the physician, I have all this medical training, I've gone to school for 8 years, I know what's right for you, and move towards let's work on this together.
That viewpoint is also being embraced by the Illinois State Medical Association. Spokesperson Dr. Nestor Ramirez says it's important to acknowledge the patient's beliefs.
You cannot just knock down and say, this is what I think, and that's it, that's the absolute truth, because they say, Who are you? I just met you today. Just because you have some diploma and you call yourself doctor, you can't knock what my grandmother has taught me and my mother has taught me.
Still, a Council on Scientific Affairs report from the American Medical Association warns that patients could be putting themselves at risk by using home remedies. The AMA's current policy on home remedies was influenced by a 1997 study which cautions, in its words, there is little evidence to confirm the safety or efficacy of most alternative therapies. The report adds home remedies are increasingly being used. 42% of the general population in 1997 opted for alternative therapies, including home remedies. And it calls for Western doctors to negotiate between conventional medicine and folk models for sickness. This is Kavitha Cardoza.